Good afternoon, I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for this 44th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Namori Keita, who was born in Guinea, West Africa, and raised in a family of drummers. Guinea is a country just over 10 million people surrounded by neighboring countries, Guinea-Bissau, Senegal, Mali, Ivory Coast, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. This whole region is famous for its complex drumming and athletic dancing. Welcome, Namori.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you to have me here.
Your country may be 10 million people, but you grew up in a village of 2,000 Mandingo people speaking Malenke.
Exactly.
How do you describe your village to people you meet in your travels?
Yeah, I met a lot of people by my drumming. And my uncle is one of the world famous drummer. His name is Famudu Konate, who I imitated to learn drum. And that way I met a lot of friends. I've been a lot of places traveling. And I grew up in drumming in our village.
What did your village look like?
Oh, it's completely different to compare my village and then being in America is completely different. My village look like a community. People live together. In my village, we are 2,000 people, and everybody know everybody. Everybody celebrate together. People eat in same pot, and people live together, and it's completely different, and then it's warm.
And it's warm. Yeah. That's completely different.
Yeah, yeah, that's completely different. And nope, when I first moved out of my country, it was so cold for me. And my first impression when I see the snow, and it looked like something wet and different. And I told my dad, and the snow looked like sugar.
It does look like sugar, but I never thought of that until you said it.
Yeah, it looked like. So things are different at different places in the world. So by drumming, I meet a lot of people, and I grew up in a little village. Name is Sangbarala. It's in Guinea, West Africa, as you said. And people are together. I started drumming when I was 7 years old, and I see my uncle bring a lot of tourist people who learn drum from us. And then drumming is more popular in the world now, West African drumming, and then dancing. So I learned drumming by imitating my uncle. So that's why I'm here. And yes, today to drum.
You're
and
here.
Then exchange the culture.
I think it really does exchange the culture in a very personal way, right? To hear and to feel and to see and to experience the culture in a way that just talking about it doesn't do.
Yeah. Talking about the drumming, it's a lot of way. It's drumming make people connecting together and having forget about what they have their mind, and then heal people. Drumming really music help people, and physically and mentally, if you play, you're going to have people you don't expect to see. And drumming helped me. It helped me a lot. It does.
What do you think your life would have looked like without drumming?
For myself? Oh, it'd be difficult. It'd be so sad for me to. I would do another thing, but if I don't have drumming, I would be more sad.
When I spoke with you earlier, I thought it sounded as if the drumming were almost a spiritual connection to the world for you.
Exactly. It is a spiritual connection. For example, I have a lot of things coming up. And I will talk about it because I decided to move in Portland recently. I was living in New Hampshire and I have a connection with different states in America here. And then I've been different place. And everywhere I go, I see drum people. Everybody are together, laughing, smiling. And it does. It connects people. It does like spiritual. So drumming is more spiritual and it's more popular.
It has gotten popular.
Yeah, it's getting more popular. And they have this kind of drumming too called drum circle. And all those things are spiritual.
Yeah. And you conduct a drum circle here in Portland, don't you?
Yeah, I've been on talking with people about organized. I just moved here a few months ago. So I am not really stable in Portland yet. So we are talking about to organize something.
Nice. More music is always a good thing.
Yeah, more music. Yeah.
When you were a boy, what was your thought about school and what kind of access did you have to school?
Yeah, that's a long way to explain too. But when I was born, I started to go to school when I was almost 8 years old because in my village it was only one school for 500 children and you don't have choice. So my parents are farmer. It's not American farmer. We farm to survive.
Just a subsistence farm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So my dad decided to put me at... My dad don't want me to go to school and then my mom want me to go to school. So they discussed that. And then since I get 8 years old, my mom thought he has to go to school. So when I start go to school, I learned I was doing the drumming when I was that age. And I forget about drumming and then continue the school and for many years. And then I came back to my drumming again. So school are completely, and then the system school are completely different, comparative Western school. And then our school style is completely different because everything is educated and delayed by culture too. So the school system are different.
Yes, there are a number of populations within Guinea.
Yeah.
And so you're educated within your own culture, within the Malinke culture?
Yeah, with Malinke culture, yes. Mm-hmm. We have another program in our own language. You can learn your own language. In Guinea, we have that, like, the name is Nko. It's our language. And I learned that a little bit. So, but it's different because the system school is a French system. I learned French at a school. And the Malinke school are completely different to the French system.
I think one thing that's very different is that you had to get... 9 kilometers from your home.
Yeah.
But you had no transportation.
Yeah. And when I do 6 years of school in my village, and then they transfer me to another city named Kuruta, where I do 8 years of school there. So I was living with my dad family in the city, so we don't have enough food to eat. I would walk from the city and 9 kilometers to go back home to get food, and then walk back to the city, and I have food, enough food to eat. And
that's about 6 miles.
Yeah, that's about.
That's a long way to walk to get a meal.
Yeah, and then I did that for a while, and then my mom decided to buy a bicycle for me, exchange bicycle by a cow.
She sold a cow for a bike for you.
Yes, she
so
does.
So sweet. She really cared about your education.
Yes, she cared. And I took that bike. When the school is done, I could bike 9 kilometer and then go get food and then come back. And that way I made out my school.
Did this make school very valuable to you since it was so hard to come by?
Yeah, really it make the school more valuable for me. If I didn't go to school, I was not able to do much about my drumming too, because I know a lot of drummer who doesn't go to school too. It's hard for them to read, to go some places by themselves. People have to help them, and that's I am thankful for my parents to take me at the school to learn.
Education in Guinea isn't necessarily something everyone gets access to.
It's not.
It's about
everybody doesn't have
about
access.
Half. Maybe?
Yeah, about a half. Mm-hmm. And I would explain a little bit about that, because I have 3 brothers, and they all didn't get access to the school because my parents are farmers. My dad don't want to be alone at the school. He want one children to be on a school and another children to be with him at farming to help. So the access is the following children of me are going to stay with my dad, and then the next children would go to school. That's the access. At my time, I start school. Now the government decided to you have to take your children in a school, but everybody doesn't have access. Since people who are living in a village, it's more harder for them.
That's what I had read online too. It's mandated that you send your children to school, but lots of people can't.
Yes,
so it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah. Wow. So you're listening to WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio, broadcasting from USM. I'm Kate Manahan, and this is New Mainers Speak. If you're just joining us, welcome. My guest today is Namori Keita. He's a professional drummer from Guinea, West Africa. Namori, would you be willing to play a song for us right now so that people can hear what you do?
Yes, I would love to play some song on my drum. I have my drum nearby me here.
Great. Thanks. Wow. That's brilliant. You told me that one time your uncle came to the village with tourists and parked the car way outside of the village and just started drumming, and people started pouring out of their homes to join the sound. And I can see how that would make me want to just drop the washing and start to run toward the music.
Yeah. That way, my first time to see different between white people and then black people, my impression was it is something spiritual. So I was so afraid when I first met my first white people, because I was so young, I haven't seen. And my uncle came with a tourist, and in our village, the car was far away, and then they start drumming to come in the village. When you start drumming, a lot of children come in to watch the show.
You wouldn't want to miss it.
Yeah, and nobody want to miss it, because drumming is outside there. It's warm, so a lot of children run away to be there. But once they get there, the expectation is a regular village drummer, but they see it's white people. Everybody is surprised. So the kid would run away because
white people.
Because the hair are different, the eyes are different, the smile are different. So everybody, the children, we was very, very excited to see the thing, but afraid because
it's different.
It's different.
Yeah, so, I love that story. Yeah. So I imagine that some people hear that music and think, how can I get more of that? And here's the good news. You can definitely get more of it.
Yes.
And definitely want to make sure that listeners today know how to get some more of that. You have a drumming workshop coming up next week.
Yes.
Drumming and dancing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. I have a few things to tell people who are listening to the radio. We have a event coming up on the 18th in Portland here. It's a West African dance and then singing. We invite the guys from Guinea who is a dancer and then a singer in the Fela Kuti band in New York City. His name is Ismail Kouyaté. He's going to be here on Portland at the Woodford Club. The dance time is at 3 o'clock, and then drum classes. I am going to be doing a drum class at that event too. So that's a good news. You are welcome to join us as guests.
I will be there.
All right.
I hope listeners will be too. And if you want to join, I will have links on my website, newmainerspeak.com, where you can find your way there. You can also go to embodytherhythm.org or .com. I'm not sure, but you can find it. Embody the Rhythm. And you can sign up. There are 4 different sessions, 2 drumming and 2 dancing.
Yeah. And I have my regular drum class in Woodford Club at the 179 Woodford Club every Tuesday. And then following that is African dance class. You are welcome. If you want to dance, you're welcome to join us. If you want to drum, you're welcome to join us. It happens every Tuesday night.
So Tuesday evenings, is it 7:15?
It's 7:15 to 8:15.
Great.
Yeah.
When I have seen pictures online of people from Guinea dancing, it looks like it's fast forwarded.
Yeah.
They move very fast.
Yeah. But I have a lady who doing really good job at the here. Her name is Marita Kennedy Castro, who I drum for her, and she teach people how to move your body. So you're welcome to join us.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And then I have a drum class every Thursday in Kidery Man with Liz Fallow at the dance hall in Kidery every Thursday night too.
Thank you for mentioning that. You know, this sound carries down to Kittery as well. So yeah. People down there may be happy to know that something not just in Portland, but down in Kittery.
Yes.
So which night is the drumming down there?
The name of the dance is, the dancer is Liz Fallow. So you can look at on the website, Seacoast West African Dance and then drumming.com.
Great. And I'll have a reminder of that on my website after this show, too.
Oh, thank you.
So can you tell us about this dancer? They call him Bonfils?
Yeah, Bonfils is a good dancer. He came in the United States a long time ago. By he performed with an organization name is Fela Kuti Theater in New York. He's a good dancer.
He's kind of an international star.
Yeah, he's an international star.
And he'll be here with you, an international star. You can really, here in Portland, Maine, get to dance with really the finest African musician and dancer that we have access to.
Yes, yes. And then we have another event coming up, too, called Mini Guinea.
Mini Guinea?
Mini Guinea.
That's cute.
So we are inviting a different artist, a balafon player, drum player, and then dancers in May 16.
May 16.
Yeah, be ready for that. So
okay, so if you come next Sunday and you like that, then you have another opportunity in May.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about next week. I can't make the first one because I'll be here on my show, but I'm going to head over for the other three sessions.
And all right.
You can sign up for just one or you can sign up for all four online.
Yes.
And the full total, if you want to go to all four, is $50, but each session's about $12, $15.
Exactly.
Very nice. So, Namori, what are some of your hopes and dreams as a new Mainer and a new American?
Yeah, my dream about being in Portland here, it's built a community and as a drum people with people too, with good people in life. That's my dream, to be connecting people about my culture and build same community I have back home. I would be able to transport the community here and then exchange, share with everybody who would love it, drumming, who would love it, dancing, who would love it, everything. That's my dream about being here.
Share the joy.
Yes, share the enjoy.
That's beautiful. I think that will make our community much richer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Namori, you're not only a gifted drummer, but you share that gift and heal people with your music and with your warm and sincere generosity.
Yeah.
Thank you for being willing to come on New Mainer Speak today to talk to us and to share your music.
Oh, thank you for having me here.
I'm Kate Manahan in the studio with my guest, Namori Keita, and you've been listening to New Mainer Speak. We'll close today's program with a song that Namori will play for us live on his djembe. And I wondered if you could introduce the song to the audience and tell us what it's about.
Oh, yeah. I'm playing a song about the farmer, because my family is a farmer family. Thank you to listen to that song. Thank you so much.